1490 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Last week, CJLO visited the student encampment on the McGill campus. I spoke with Daniel Schwartz, an assistant professor in McGill's Department of Languages, Literatures, and Cultures, about his support for the encampment.
Why did you decide to join the encampment?
I am here to support the encampment. I'm here to support the students within the encampment. Some of them are my students, and I also, like them, believe that the university needs to divest, needs to disclose all of its investments that make the student body and make professors as well complicit in the genocide that is happening in Gaza at this particular moment. Long story short, I don't want to be part of the genocide that's happening in Gaza, right? And insofar as I am a member of this institution, I am part of that. Insofar as I pay taxes in Canada, I am a part of that. My money goes to fund that in some sort of way. And so I want boycotts, investments, and sanctions.
And did you experience any backlash from the university? Did they threaten your position or employment?
No, the university pretty much maintains radio silence on these kinds of matters. I am up for tenure this year, but everything looks good on my tenure file. So I am not particularly worried about retaliation, because if they did retaliate against me, this would be a clear violation of my free speech rights, right, and my academic freedom. It would be a retaliation of free speech and academic freedom in any case, right? But I can't imagine that many profs that are not tenured, whose positions are precarious, are worried about speaking out. That's something I've experienced, that's something that I've witnessed, right? But over the course of the year, at some point, I had to say, like, this is the moment that this is happening, and it's the moment that, like, I speak out now, or I never forgive myself for not speaking out.
And did you see a significant number of prof alongside you, or did you find yourself number of profs is very...
No, there's very many profs that are participating in this. You know, I can't give an accurate number, but at least in the chats, I think are close to 100 or so people that are, like, going back and forth between all of the different sorts of chats. The email list has probably over 100 people. So a lot of professors are definitely interested and doing what they can. Some aren't here, right? So they're doing that from a abroad or away, they're doing their research somewhere else, right? But I think there is a lot of professor activity around this at this particular moment.
Thank you very much.
There have been a number of counter-protests around the encampment, but encampment organizers have reiterated not to engage and maintain the peaceful nature of the protest. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And did everybody else love the weather today? Because I did. I will admit, I am a little pink. I did sit out on my balcony and the sunscreen just wasn't sunscreening, apparently, because I'm a little pink. I only sat out there for like an hour, but I am a very pale person, so the sun got to me. But I'm so pleased that the rain is gone, at least for now. Like, I know it's supposed to come back and be miserable like some other days this week. Actually, tomorrow. Oh my god, that is so not fun. But in honor of the really fun, yummy, sunny weather, we're gonna play some fun, yummy, sunny yummy, sunny music. Also, they mentioned in the ad the encampment that's going on at McGill. It's been over a week and the encampment has grown. They are pretty like set for a lot of their donations and stuff, but they do actually have activities. Today's day 11. I'm looking at the schedule of activities for today. They do actually have like things planned every day. Today they had professor student solidarity for Palestine at 2. They had a Black Revolutionary Text collective reading at 6, and then right now at 9, or shortly, they're going to do a film screening and a discussion after. They're also doing the 9:50 Isha prayer, if anybody wants to join in on that. There's plenty of ways to get involved and support the students and support Palestine without donating things or without actually staying at the encampment yourselves. I don't think right now that they're asking for any donations. Let me check. Let's see, guys. No, they are not. But the film that they are watching tonight is called Concerning Violence, directed by Goran Olsen, narrated by Lauren Hill. The film complements France Fanon's most well-known work, The Wretched of the Earth, focusing on the chapter Concerning Violence, with archival footage and interviews with fighters of anti-colonial struggles on the African continent. They're going to be having their discussion after as well. So if you're interested in that, you can head over there tonight and join that. They post their schedule of activities on SPHR McGill on Instagram or SPHR ConU on Instagram. They also post like if they need any donations or if they're doing kind of a rally or anything like that, if you wish to get involved. But yeah, they're on day 11 and things are going very well. So we love that. They have a lot of people who come and speak to the people who are there, and community members who are there as well. So you can learn a lot by just going. Yeah. Anyways, let's get into the fun music. I'm sweating, guys. It is so hot in the studio. I have the windows open and my hair is up. My t-shirt sleeves are rolled. The sweat in my armpits is just not doing it for me. Also down my back, that is so TMI, but it's fine because I'm suffering. So you're all going to know about my suffering, that it is so hot in here. It feels like it's like 25 degrees in this room. Anyways, the first three songs that we have, we've got Back on 74 by Jungle, Someday by The Strokes, and Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel. So let's get you guys going with Back on 74 by Jungle.
Oh, Concordia Film Festival is back with its 51st edition. From May 9th to the 12th, you can catch screenings, artist talks, and showcases of the short films coming out of the Mel Hoppenheim School of Cinema. This year, the spotlight is on nonfiction, experimental, and genre films. There's also a focus on Canadian student short films and cinema from LGBTQ+ and BIPOC filmmakers. It's all happening in the Hall Building on Concordia's downtown campus and will culminate at the Festival Awards Ceremony at 7:30 p.m. on May 12th. For more information, follow Concordia Film Festival on Instagram.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into what we just listened to. We started off with Back on 74 by Jungle, which was released in 2023 off of the album Volcano. Jungle are a British dance music project founded in 2013 by a few London-based producers. Then we had Someday by The Strokes. This was released in 2002 as the third and final single from the 2001 album Is This It? Singer Julian Casablancas wrote this song, and he's the singer from The Strokes, obviously. The Strokes are an American rock band formed in New York City in 1998. Then we had Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel, released in 2014 off of the album My Type, open bracket, remixes, close bracket. Saint Motel is an American indie pop band from Los Angeles. Up next, we've got Cloud Nine by Beach Bunny, American Teenager by Ethel Kane, and After Midnight by Chapel Rowan. I'm playing Chapel Rowan for my bestie Alex. Don't know if she's listening, but this one's for you because you put me on to Chapel Rowan. So very slay of you. Thank you so very much for changing my music choice listening choices for the better. All right, let's get you guys going with Cloud Nine by Beach Bunny.
When he loves me, I feel like I'm floating. When he calls me true,
Let's... Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's chat about what we just listened to. Say, we started off with Cloud 9 by Beach Bunny, which was released in 2020 off of the album Honeymoon. Beach Bunny is an American rock band formed in 2015 in Chicago. Then we had American Teenager by Ethel Kane, released in 2022 off the album Preacher's Daughter. Ethel Kane is an American singer-songwriter, record producer, and model, and her music is inspired by Christian music and Georgian chant, with lyrics focused on nostalgic and Southern Gothic themes. And then we had After Midnight by Chapel Roan, released in 2023 off of the album The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. Chapel Roan is an American singer-songwriter from Missouri whose music is inspired by 1980s synth pop and early 2000s pop hits. Which one was it? All right. Our next three songs, we've got Weighty Ghost by Wintersleep, Gimme Sympathy by Metric, and Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Screen. So, let's get you guys going with Weighty Ghost by Wintersleep.
Who forgot to flow right? Didn't have all get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Makeup on and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath.
Jamaica Association of Montreal and Indie Roots Records have come together to bring you Woomban, an all-female artist showcase to bring ovarian cancer awareness to the community and to raise money for Ovarian Cancer Canada. On Friday, May 17th, 8 p.m., at the Jamaica Association of Montreal at 4065 Jean Talon West, Metro Namur. It's a free event, just donate. All funds going to Ovarian Cancer of Canada. For more info, 514-792-4775. This ad is sponsored by CJLO 1690.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
All good beginnings. Need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. It's something different every week. Mondays at noon on CJLO 1690 AM.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. All right, we started off with Weighty Ghost by Winter Sleep, released in 2007 off of the album Welcome to the Night Sky. Winter Sleep is a Canadian indie rock band formed in Halifax in 2001. Then we had Gimme Sympathy by Metric. This is from Metric's 2009 album Fantasies. Metric is another Canadian indie rock band, but this one was formed in 1998 in Toronto. Then we had Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene, released in 2002 off of the album Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Broken Social Scene is another Canadian indie rock band, but these guys are also a musical collective. The fewest number of members they've had is 6, and the most number of members they've had is 19 at one time. Our last three songs for the night, we've got Monkey Tree by Mother Mother, Heartbeat by Half Moon Run, and Oceans Deep by Born Ruffians. So let's get you guys going with Monkey Tree by Mother Mother.
Cage, you're tied with a tight rope, and you wiggle but it won't let go. You wanna be a free bird, you wanna be a free lover. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. I live in the jungle, I sleep in a monkey tree. I'm looking for the we
free lovers. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me.
Same low light feels like a dream sometimes, but I still wake up in the middle of the night. Then you call me up, and at the other end of the line was nothing but a heartbeat. Tell me, baby, should I take it as a sign? The heartbeat. I'm trying not to let you go.
All right, those were our last three songs for the night. Let's run through them. We started off with Monkey Tree by Mother Mother, released in 2014 off of the album Very Good Bad Thing. Mother Mother is a Canadian indie rock band based on Quadra Island in British Columbia. Then we had Heartbeat by Half Moon Run. It's a bit of a recent release compared to some of the other ones that we've been listening to. Released in 2023 off of the album Salt. Half Moon Run is a Canadian indie rock band based right here in Montreal. And then we had, for our last song, we had Oceans Deep by Born Ruffians. Released in 2013 off of the album Birthmarks. Born Ruffians are a Canadian indie rock band based in Toronto, but they were actually founded in Midland, Ontario, which is like a smaller Georgian Bay town region. Anyways, that's all for me. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next week.
L'hirondelle là-bas est de mauvais augure. Elle vole trop bas, c'est la fin, j'en suis sûr. Mais non, ne t'en fais pas, les tempêtes ça va et ça vient, le beau temps revient sans que le ciel ne tombe sur la terre. Attache tes cheveux, le vent se lève et tu n'y vois rien quand ils sont dans tes yeux. Reste pas loin, tout va bien, mais je sens que s'approche déjà les orages de la mort. Le temps change et le vent souffle du mauvais bord. Et une ombre s'étend sur le monde qui dort. Où je sais que le ciel est fâché, qu'il faut rester fort. Oui, mais c'est encore mieux de se laisser plier. Attache tes cheveux.